Okay. Erlinson and Coulson and I met earlier. We're going to regroup along 30. For what we've decided to do, unless you feel strongly against it, is to get Buchanan into this thing. And to retain that CIA guy.
All right.
And then to set up
about the USIA volunteer.
We may get him. We want to put this together. Then, remember the young guy that was the POW guy that we talked so highly of that was working with us? I-Corps wanted to hire him. We were looking for a place for him here. We didn't have the POW thing. It didn't fit into. That's what he was wanted to do first. What we think we'll do is have him take the job at I-Corps committee and tell I-Corps and Fletch Thompson and a couple of the others that this guy is a pipeline. Make no bones about it, so they know, and it will be in. If you give us a staff guy, we know we can trust on their committee, sir. And then we'll just open a funnel and just pour this stuff in and let them start banging the pages all over the place like that. Now, I hit Mitchell this morning. I didn't think he had done his polygraph on that son of a bitch Cook. And I called him this morning and said, I was just wondering how your polygraph came out on Cook. And he says, oh my God, I forgot all about that. Gee, we were counting on getting a reading on that. He said he'd get right over to Elliot, get charted, so he knows.
Cook called up.
But Cook, the Defense Department people, Erlinson, Marty, they're going on a grand jury tomorrow in Boston. The New York Times guy. And they got evidence on him and his wife. They were involved in the sealing and copying of the documents. So they're going to go on the grand jury on that. Marty ended up
worried, but his dad was worried, John, that that's your person going after a reporter.
No, I don't think so. I just got this thing from Hoover. And he has stuff on what else. Here's Neil Sheehan. Identifies wife, Susan Sheehan, claimed to be reporter. They arranged for and participated in the copying of what appeared to be Xerox copies of some of the classified material for the McNamara study at two duplicating firms in Massachusetts, one in Bedford and the other in Boston. This was done March 21 to 23, 1971. Liam Kovach, a reporter for the New York Times, is possibly identical with an individual arranged by telephone for Susan Sheehan to have a large duplicating job done at the firm in Bedford, identified as Bill Kovach. Carlisle masturbated the impression he used the services of this firm from the representative of the military at the Air Force Base in Bedford. Between the time he duplicated the documents, time of publication, arrangements were made for three staff writers in the New York Times to work with Sheehan in the preparation material. Built an hotel in New York City, Ken Worthy, Butterfield, and Rick Smith. We knew that. Aside from the Times person, our investigation indicated that Lloyd Shearer, West Coast Ed Chief of Parade Magazine, recent developments indicated he was a close associate of Daniel Ellsberg in California. He has attempted to cultivate the friendship of Ellsberg's divorced wife. Tony Russo served as subpoena in the grand jury. Shown he immediately consulted with Lloyd Shearer and sought his advice. Shearer recommended he select his attorney Joseph Ball, my God. Prominent California lawyer, senior trial counsel, President's Commission investigated the assassination of John Kennedy. The advice of Ball, Russo appeared before the grand jury, refused to testify. Granted him immunity, he again declined to testify. Contempt was placed against him. Upheld execution, permitted to file appeal. Receiving an intensive investigation, all phases of him be kept in mind. So that's
there's a couple lot more people. I don't think you get that what I want.
Oh, the Defense Department getting at the other people that have done this.
I'm going
to push on that. Well, they've got this on the Matthias papers. And this Marty is in the middle of this one.
Yeah.
And the Matthias papers are new. The Matthias has refused to turn the papers over to us. Holding on to
them.
And that's NSC papers.
So allegedly NSC papers and Secretary Rogers' memos to you on NSC matters.
Who gave those to
him? These are supposedly cooked to Ellsberg.
cooked. Well, goddamn, the cook's got to be good. We've got to go. We're moving on Cook now. He's out of the sensitive position now, but we still, he took the rock and gave it to Ellsberg. That's what they say. They're still trying to figure. They know Cook gave, as you know, showed Ellsberg the escape. Cook was very closely tied to Larry Lynn.
I've got a web of relationships between Cook, Lynn, Halpert, all in a schematic that you might be interested in, Bob, because it would give people something
sure
to focus on.
Well, we're putting a little bit of like Lynn's about it, too. Yes.
I'm shocked if he is.
Yes, I'm not surprised. It looks very possible, though.
National security affairs business, and the only thing I could think that Cook would be interested in would be Southeast Asia. But we don't know, because Matthias hasn't told us now. Defense and our man are to go over and see Matthias on Thursday, which he's hinted he might make the documents available to you. But he's also told him that he knows that other people have these documents.
We're going to get a little internal unit going, get the line going.
You don't know what's happening.
That's the problem. Is he looking at it? Is he trying to prescribe? Because it's not, to my knowledge, Justice Marty and their people have talked with, have been advising. Apparently, he didn't get anywhere.
No, well, McComber. And the judge or the general counsel of defense, Dick Kennedy on our side.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, Buzzard. They took a 5-hour deposition. Yeah, Buzzard.
He bad?
No, he's good. They've gotten down on paper and his total what he thinks. He sees this web, and they're trying to get that out, and then they'll follow it all out. All the that's right. He just tells him he's got a hand on the ass. But, and then we'll get this other CIA guy, we'll put on retainer and use him externally, and we can use, he's very good not only at finding stuff, but also at feeding. And so we'll use him as a former CIA. Use him also to be up to get up there, please.
Well, it's the West that I'm worried about.
That's a very interesting thing. There was a feature story in the Star last night.
Yeah, I told you it's been an interruption. Now, I have mentioned this to Henry a dozen times. I said, Henry, watch your people. Watch these people. You know, he's never believed it. It's hard for you to believe this.
It is after you to get to know these people.
Of course. The Sun Adventures are disloyal.
Perlman, as you know, who's been pretty skeptical on this whole thing, is now basically convinced that there is a conspiracy, and that it is, because it's got our papers as well as the others, that it is a group of 4 or 5 apparently key people who have set themselves up to do us in by the best means they can follow.
Us in rather than Johnson and Kennedy.
Do the establishment of the United States in
really the United States in regard to this war.
So presidency and in regard to what, that's right.
So the only way you're going to do is to talk to Mr. Press. He finally got that through his head
and he agreed.
Not the courts. He agreed. Fought it through the press. Put stuff out. Leave stories.
That's why it's very good use. some of these bastards. The whole sham story should be leaked. Don't worry about the grand jury. Get it out.
Understand.
I want the sham story out there. Somebody write it.
This right now.
That's on the right. Fine. Go ahead. Do you think you should be here when I see Mitchell?
Probably.
I'm going to tell him about this thing. Yeah, I guess so. How are we both?
You're right there, John. We're both.
All right. They're both kind of fun. We're going to go after him. You've got to. Why? Well, the Bruce trip is not a route. I mean, why do it twice? And maybe we just announce it.
Well, that's one thing. You're dealing with a more straightforward customer. They're tougher. But I think the Chinese are more direct and honest. When they say something, they mean it. They've made a decision. Well, I think that's going to go. They never would have sent that message if they didn't mean it. Now, they may ask a price that you might not be willing to pay. That will be the complication on the Chinese. But the Soviets are just playing pussyfoot there.
Yeah. Now, is there anything we could hit in North Vietnam below the level of massive publicity to that Da Nang thing? I don't think they should go into Paris without cracking someplace. Now, have you checked that out, or is the defense doing anything what are they doing?
Well, they have arranged a plan. I haven't. I haven't told them to do anything, but the chairman he's got them stacked up in various gradations of severity.
Well, should we wait till after he gets back from Paris before we get
I would wait, sir, but then I would, every time they drop one of these rockets.
I think you got to tell Henry that person that I knew, you will be a friend of the man. That I expect this, and you, the Soviet reply, I expect that it's my strong feeling that the next meeting should be the last meeting, unless you should make the record with that in mind, because so that we are not inhibited from hitting him.
I think you ought to warn him very strongly at this meeting too about these shellings.
That's right. Any shellings, there must be a warning. We, the president, know that chunk of any gun, we will retaliate, and it will not be tit for tat. If you use those phrases, it will not be tit for tat. But I really think, you know, we've got to push in again to, look at the record of all the goddamn talks we've had time. I think we've got them coming, but it hasn't been for the American best public opinion, or it hasn't been for the demonstration, or it hasn't been for that. They would have come. They were never coming. I don't believe that that's what did it. In my view, all these gradations that he saw, he's talked to them, didn't mean a goddamn thing, because they never changed their basic position. See, Henry didn't. See my point?
Yes, yes.
I don't think you've got these people are tough. They fought too long. Got to sweat it out. And I think we can too, but two is immediately after October. He's got to sweat it out by himself. And he can't do it. God, he's got the biggest army in Asia, has he?
Yes, sir. I think he can do it. We can.
Sure.
You know, they're goosey. They're goosey. They need psychological and material help.
They can get psychological help, but they can't continue to get, for example, we're not going to get Seattle's means, and we're not going to be able to continue to bomb all next year either. That can't be done. We can't be out there running bombers up and down that goddamn place. We've got to have an end to this thing. And they've got to take it off. Now, after the election, we can do something else. And that's then we've got to hold on for it, too. We can turn hard right then.
That's right, and that's why it's just such a balancing act of holding that together so it doesn't unravel, because that would be equally tragic.
I don't believe it. You can't just assume that it's all changed. Yeah. You can't just assume that it's all that.
Yeah, well, General Bien was
we
here.
We worried, huh?
The chief of their general staff was here this week in Washington, and he thinks they can do it, but they're very, very concerned that we do it the right way. He's an honest soldier. He's no more than that. We've got to lead him with enough to do the job.
We have to do that. Thank you.